collateral damage from COVID-19 infections. They can be exceptionally hard on the heart and lungs, and now doctors nationwide are turning to transplants. I'm joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Dr. Tom Nguyen, UCSF Professor of Surgery and Chief of the Division of Adult Cardiothoracic Surgery. Is the virus attacking these organs directly, or is this sort of a secondary effect of a COVID-19 case?
Yeah, good morning, Stan. Thank you so much. The virus attacks everything, but disproportionately attacks the heart and lungs. So eventually the virus can destroy the lungs and the heart and eventually require a transplant, which we've seen across the country and particularly at our center as well.
So are these transplants being done while the people are on the edge of survival, or do people have to recover before they can be ready for a transplant?
Yeah, that's a good question. COVID has really created a new category in transplant patients. In the past, patients who have required the transplant have chronic lung disease, have either IPF, emphysema, or cystic fibrosis. COVID differently attacks the whole body. The patient becomes acutely ill, and the patient opts on ECMO for an extended period of time, and then eventually they're a potential candidate for a lung transplantation. It's tricky, though, because for a patient to be a lung transplant recipient, we need to show signs that the lung has irreversible damage. But on the other hand, we need to make sure that the virus has destroyed other parts of the body so that the patient can actually recover from a lung transplant.
And that seems to be such a challenge because we're still kind of an unexplored territory here, knowing what the next week or month will look like in this class of patients.
Right, you're exactly right. So in patients who are acutely ill with respiratory failure, we put patients on ECMO. And the big question, and it's an ethical and scientific question, is how long do we leave the patient on ECMO before we consider them for lung transplantation? There are some patients who are on ECMO for 3 to maybe 4 months and then eventually recover, and some who don't. So the big question is, at what point do we actually put patients on the lung transplant list? Also recognizing that lungs are a scarce resource. We don't have, unfortunately, enough lungs to go around for everyone that actually needs lungs or hearts.
I was about to ask you that. So how are these patients categorized or ranked on the system that you've been using for years to figure out how to allocate scarce resources?
Yeah, it's a complicated metric that's regulated and governed by UNOS, but essentially it's a metric that creates a rank list in combination with a multidisciplinary body at institutions to try to figure out who are the sickest patients who will benefit from the lungs. So it's very thoughtfully done. And the sickest patients who are expected to recover are the ones that have the highest priority.
Other organs, kidney, liver, are we seeing issues there, or is this really a heart-lung focus?
It really is a heart and lung, and really disproportionately lung. There was a publication that was published in Lancet this past month that essentially showed that in this past year so far, there have been 60 COVID-related transplants. 54 of those were for lungs, and a very small proportion were hearts.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you. That's Dr. Tom Nguyen. He's professor of surgery at UC San Francisco and a chief of the Division of Adult Cardiothoracic Surgery there.